Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Now, you will hear the first segment.
Gwen Evans is curator of Atlanta's Museum of Southern History. Every month, the museum focuses on a figure of American folklore, and this month, the focus is on the 19th century hero John Henry. Bill Graves has the story.
Most people know the legend of John Henry from a very famous song.
Yeah, the Ballad of John Henry is a song that dates back to the 19th century. It's probably the most recorded folk song in history. I mean, there are hundreds of versions of it, most of them surprisingly upbeat. Surprising considering the story's a tragedy.
Tell us the story.
John Henry was, as the song says, a steel-driving man. You need to know a little about the history of American railroads to understand what that is. In the 19th century, as railroads were expanding across the country, railroad companies hired thousands of men to clear out land that stood in the way of where they wanted to build the tracks. This included blasting rocks, making tunnels through mountains. So John Henry was a steel driver whose job was to hammer a steel drill into the rock and make holes that would later be packed with explosives to blast away the rock. As you can imagine, it was intense physical work. So around the 1870s, steam drills come into existence. These are mechanical hammers that do the same work. And of course, this threatens the livelihood of these steel drivers. So John Henry challenges one of these machines to a contest, his hammering against the machine. According to legend, John Henry and the machine line up, and they start hammering, and John Henry's beating the machine. He's digging deeper and deeper into the mountain, but then his heart gives out, and he dies. So it's a tragedy, but it's also, did he win? Did he lose? Part of what makes the story interesting is that it's open to interpretation.
This is based on an actual historical event, right?
It's unclear. John Henry himself probably existed, and the battle against the steam drill may be based on a historical incident. But it's hard to pin down exactly where it happened. We know that Henry was born a slave and probably worked for the C&O Railroad Company after the Civil War. But as for where his famous battle occurred, lots of people claim to have been present, but their accounts can't be verified. There are tunnels in West Virginia and Alabama that both claim to be where John Henry died, so we'll probably never really know.
Why do you think the legend has lived on so long?
It's a classic story of man versus machine, relevant to every era in which human workers have been replaced by technology. The thing about John Henry is, while he's revered as a hero who can outhammer the machine, he's also a guy who kills himself trying to protect his job. And it's not altogether clear that it's worth it. In fact, there's a song from the 1920s called Spike Driver Blues, which is an answer to John Henry. And in the song, the hammer man sees the machine and just quits his job. The lyric goes, "This is the hammer that killed John Henry, but it won't kill me." So there are lots of layers to the tale. There's an element of admiration, but also a warning about what happens when you try to take on the machine. And that's a topic that remains relevant today, I think.